Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and boss Pep Guardiola felt City return to their very best as they claimed a 3-1 victory away at Chelsea on Sunday. Goals in the first half from Ilkay Gundogan, Phil Foden and Kevin De Bruyne helped City on their way to one of their most convincing victories of the season. And speaking after the match, Guardiola said, "The result is incredible for us, but I'm delighted with the way my team played. We're a team who have to play in one certain rhythm. This is how we won our titles previously. We've missed this a little bit, this tempo, and today we got it back." Elsewhere, and of course City's victory was made all the more impressive as they had a number of first team regulars missing due to the coronavirus outbreak within the squad. Zach Steffen made his first Premier League start in goal. One player that was only on the bench was Benjamin Mendy after he reportedly breached coronavirus restrictions on New Year's Eve, but Guardiola has leapt to the defence of the France international fullback and insists he is one of the good guys. Finally today, and one of the players missing from the Chelsea game was Eric Garcia after it was confirmed he has tested positive for coronavirus. But if reports are to be believed, then the Spaniard could well have played his last game for City anyway, as he continues to be linked with a return to Spain to join Barcelona. Garcia has already rejected a contract extension at City and is keen to return to Barca, where he played in their youth team before originally moving to City. It is believed Garcia has already agreed personal terms with the Blaugrana and is set to sign a 5-year deal, although it is unclear at this stage whether he will join in January or Barca will wait until the summer. That's all for now. We'll have more later.